We want to welcome in on this Friday morning to the KPOY Morning News. She is with Explore Butte County, Carolyn DeNiro. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic on this beautiful morning.
Yes, indeed. We'll take this weather all day long. Well, let's get into it a little bit. We got a press release saying that Explore Butte County is going to be awarding some what's called micro grants. Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. So this is a partnership with Butte County. So Explore Butte County, we're a nonprofit. We're funded fully by hotels to promote travel and tourism to Butte County. And during the pandemic, of course, hospitality was one of the industries most negatively impacted by COVID. American Rescue Plan Act came with all of these recovery dollars, and we worked with Butte County to create a grant program to help special events. So we know that our community, there's so many organizations who are holding special events, they're fundraisers for the organizations, and when people couldn't get together, events had to stop, right? And so lots of organizations were impacted because they couldn't hold their events anymore. So we have $65,000 through American Rescue Act or ARPA that we are going to be granting out in September to hopefully up to 13 different entities, events in Butte County to help support getting their events going again. So we're really excited about that opportunity.
Now, you mentioned that, does this include then even maybe, because I mentioned before we came on, Carolyn, as you know, the nonprofits. A lot of nonprofits had to go either virtual with the walks or just cancel them all together because you couldn't get together and do it. But and then, of course, when they went virtual, they saw a big fall off on donations because people just, you know, everybody was trying to survive. So does this include then that there's an application process? You can get into that in a second here. But does it include then not just maybe those that are putting on maybe a music festival or something like that, but also these nonprofits?
Absolutely. So this is available to for-profit, nonprofit. If you are holding, the events have to be open to the public. So there's a handful of specific requirements, but they have to be open to the public. They can be ticketed or non-ticketed. They can be free or a paid ticket. The event has to have had at least 3 years of history happening in Butte County. So we need to be able to prove that that COVID negatively impacted the event, but it is absolutely open to a variety of organizations and can be something like the community walks or something like a music festival. And that's what we're seeing application-wise. So the application is available on our website, which is explorebuttecounty.com/grant. All of the eligibility requirements are there, and people can actually just apply online. It's a basic application. We really just want to understand who the organization is, how COVID negatively impacted them, and then, you know, you have to submit a budget. But as long as you meet the eligibility criteria, we're really looking to get the money into the hands of those who really need it and were negatively impacted.
Yeah, and it says here, too, that it could be anywhere from $1,000 up to $5,000. So you're trying to spread the wealth around a little bit for everybody to get a little bit of something.
We are. The way that we formulated this is that each jurisdiction, so Biggs, Gridley, Oroville, Paradise, Chico, and then the unincorporated county, there are at least two grants for each of those jurisdictions, so up to $5,000. And then there will be another $5,000 floating grant piece that once we select the two from each jurisdiction, all of them will get grouped together and we'll pull that last one out. It is a lottery system, so it's not a first come, first serve. And we're accepting applications through the 31st of August, so 5 o'clock, August 31st, online. You can also, if somebody needed to mail that or drop it off to our office, there's instructions online for that. So we're hoping that we have a lot of participation and people who are applying for the lottery.
Yeah, and then again, as it says here, you'll also be turning around pretty quick and getting those funds out to the groups that you select.
Yeah, by September 15th, we will have vetted all of the applications that were selected, let people know, and then start to distribute that money. We do have to get it out and spent by December 31st of 2023. So we're hoping that people who need it can get it and have it timely and use it either for the rest of this year or for next year.
Well, it's good stuff. I know a lot of people had to put events, like you said, either the walks or the festivals or whatever on hold a little bit the last couple of years, impacting a lot. Carolyn DeNiro, thank you very much. Explore Butte County. Keep doing the good work, getting folks coming to our area.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.